Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And we're back here in the studio at Haunton Hunterdon for the weather. And I can't believe I have to do this, but there's a hazardous weather outlook that I have to read to you. And it is for today, July 10th. And I have to say, it does not look like anything but a sunny day. But they put these on there probably just to test me to make sure that I'm going to read the hazardous weather conditions even when it looks sunny. So I'll just say it's widespread. There's a low probability for it. It could be today, and it could possibly be through the next several days, and that is due to an increasing heat index. So we're looking for some hot weather temperatures, and whenever that happens in the summer, we often have the chance for some crazy strong thunderstorms. And we've certainly seen that so far this year. So that is a possibility, and that is the hazardous weather outlook. Now I can tell you what your weather outlook is for this week. So today is July 10th, so if you're listening to a podcast, you can actually check our accuracy here. The weather for the chamber is very accurate, certainly compared to other forecasts. So this afternoon we have a chance of some isolated showers and thunderstorms. But again, it's mostly sunny, so I think we're okay. This evening, we have a low around 68, and it's mostly cloudy. Tomorrow starts our chance of showers and thunderstorms, and that is going to be in the morning after 10 a.m., so the early morning run is looking just fine. And we have a 50% chance of precipitation, but it's less than a tenth of an inch of rain, so certainly much better than last Friday, which was the crazy amounts of rain and local flooding, and we don't have to deal with that tomorrow. Wednesday, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, and that's after 8 a.m. So what I'll say is most of this week, we have some high temperatures. We're looking at 90 degrees on Tuesday, 90 degrees on Wednesday, 92 on Thursday, and Friday, we're looking at 83. So with all of these different forecasts, we do have a chance of thunderstorms. And I'm going to ask you, appeal to you a little bit. When we have these very hot temperatures, go check on your neighbors, okay, especially if you have neighbors that are disenfranchised or elderly or in some type of category where they may require some assistance. When it gets very hot and humid, it's difficult for people to go out, and a little contact or a check for your neighbors would certainly be a consideration. So we hope you do that. We're going to do a commercial, and then I'll be back with my special guest. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here in the studio, and I need my little drum roll here. Drum roll, drum roll, drum roll. So introducing my guest here in the studio. Your mic is live, if you can tell my listeners your name.
I certainly can. It's Lisa Mastroianni, and I'm with Lisa M. Coaching. And with my last name, you can see why I stopped at the M.
Mastroianni, is that right? I have it
right?
Yes. Okay, great. So Lisa's here joining me today to talk a little bit about the work she does, and how that fits into her background and coaching, really. We're going to be talking a little bit about self-care and what it is and what she offers as a coach. And I just want to give a shout out to Sue Ann. Some of you may remember Sue Ann, who had a show here and did a lot of different outreach and workshops for Holistic around Hunterdon. And she's an amazing person. So she was definitely a guiding angel a few weeks ago, helping me to secure Lisa's spot today here at Hot and Hunterdon. So we want to give a shout out to Sue Ann. We certainly appreciate her making us aware of some of the resources so we could cover them adequately. So you, as our listeners, have a range of resources here in Hunterdon County, and life is sometimes very difficult and challenging, and when we look at things, there may be things we want to change, but we're not sure how to change them or why we should change them or what the repercussions are, and so sometimes we need some outside help. So we're going to be talking about that. But, you know, I do have to make sure that we have some contact information for Lisa M. right off the bat. So, Lisa, if you could just tell us again the name of your company and how people could reach you.
I sure can. I just want to start out by saying thank you for having me here, Georgianne. I'm really excited, and I'm so glad Sue Ann was able to connect the two of us. You can find me at lisamcoaching.com. It's pretty simple. And even if you need to email me, you just add a Lisa dot in the beginning of it, and you'll get me. You can call me also at 908-303-3574. So I'm excited to be here, and I'm grateful for your quote on self-preservation, because it totally leads into what I want to talk about today.
I do try to do that as a host every once in a while. any of my listeners know, I do pride myself. I am a little bit too much of a control person, perhaps, but I like to have things organized. And to set the right tone for my listeners, they're used to having a little hint about what goes on before we actually are able to introduce a guest. And I think that some people can be concerned when they hear self-care and self-preservation, though I think appeals to people because they understand that there are things that we have to do in life. Things become unexpected, challenging, getting through grief or, you know, a change of a job, things that we don't expect to have in life. And so when you're practicing self-care, sometimes people think that is optional, but when we talk about self-preservation, it brings the topic and the discussion back to the necessity of how we survive and develop coping skills that we may not have been able to or needed to access before a transitional event.
Exactly. Actually, so it's a great opening for me to talk about the difference between, well, the fact that self-care is one of the two things I always love to tell you is self-care is not selfish, but it's also to reframe what self-care is. And one of the things I talk about is me-first self-care, and it really is self-preservation. So it's another word for it, because it's not the get a massage in, do your yoga, do your exercise. Those things are critical, but it's really in the way you take care of yourself throughout the entire day, and which impacts the way you show up for all those different events that are happening, because life is an ocean. It just keeps coming. The waves never stop. And so what the Me First Self-Care is focused on is taking a deep breath before you take an action. You'll hear that probably. I'll probably say it another 10 or 15 times before I get off the line today, because it's what I tell everybody. It's just so simple. Taking a deep breath just totally brings you back to the present moment, so that no matter what's happening in your life, it allows you to respond instead of react. And when I think of self-preservation, I think of the oxygen mask on the airplane. And when I first heard that so many years ago, the thing I couldn't understand is why you wouldn't help the kid first. That was just me. I think I was 18, and I was in nursing school. But what I realized now, especially now, is you have to do that for yourself first, or you're just not helpful.
That is such a good point. And I think sometimes our first responders really get that right. And I remember running on a path one day, and there was a snake. And, you know, take care of yourself first, because if the snake bites you, you can't save anyone else.
Exactly.
And that's sort of the mentality of our first responders, that they're trained. They have to be able to respond to a situation, so they have to be able to do that. And that is self-care, right? And it's a necessity, but that's not the normal thought process that most of us have. And unless you have an event where you see that you're incapable of caring for anyone else, if you don't care for yourself, you realize it's not an optional trip.
Exactly. I started a little campaign called Me First Mondays, and I am all about easy and simple, because if it doesn't fit into my habit, it's not likely to become a habit. And so you can, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, which you can access all through my my website. But it's Me First Mondays, and it's quick tips of things you can do in 30 seconds or less. And I'm a big proponent of Post-it notes. If you don't own a little pack of Post-it notes, go get them, because my house is covered with them. And it's in places of just simple things, when you're brushing your teeth, that you can set an intention for the day. And the intention may be to live compassionately or to have a happy day. And what I found is really, really important, how you start your day is it sets the tone for the whole day. So definitely follow. I have some really good stuff. One of them is just simply looking, every time you look in a mirror, tell yourself you love you. And that's what I mean by for self-care. Because when we start to forget all that, it's amazing. You talked a little bit, I think, about coping mechanisms. And that's probably one of the things where we don't even realize how we react to events that happen. And they're old coping mechanisms. So when we can take a deep breath and when we can do something to help shift that, that just can totally change your whole day. And it's about saving time. If you think of how often, this morning, it was funny, was leaving the house. I also had to do something else this morning, and I went to bed later than I wanted. I got to the door and realized I didn't have my keys. And then I looked down and I realized I was missing something else. So I recognized I was racing. And that's when I stopped and took the deep breath that I talk about. And it was just that moment of, if I had gotten all the way to the car, it would have been even more time back and forth. And it just gave me a chance to step back, remember everything that I needed, get in the car, and then not beat myself up because I forgot my keys. So just little things like that of just shifting mindsets, very important.
And it is, when you have a difficult schedule and you internalize that you forgot the keys, and now you have created an imbalance in your schedule, or you're mm-hmm. Someone else is going to have to wait for you, you're going to inconvenience someone else. And those are all the things that just ratchet up our level of stress. I mean, just keep thinking about it. So the keys, you know, somehow become a symbol for why our day is wrong, why we have no time, why the simple act of going back in to get a set of keys has, you know, created this scheduling conflict and, you know, disaster and a way to propel us into a negative environment. And it boggles the mind how something simple like that can put us in the negative space. But when we have a positive interaction, that doesn't move us far enough up. Right?
Exactly.
And maybe that's some of the things you teach us?
Yes, exactly. So, and that's where, when I talk about empowerment, it's recognizing you have a whole lot more power within you because of the choices you have. So there's a Buddha quote that I love, which is, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. So it's really, to me, when I hear that, it's a reminder, like, this stuff's going to happen. You're going to have grief in your life. You're going to have pain in your life. You're going to have joy in your life. My background is I've lost a lot of very close family members and friends, so I have a lot of grief. when I step back, I have choices of how to look at that. I can focus on what I'm missing, or I can focus on what I had and what I still have. And it just shifts the whole energy. So there's a lot of power in choice. And what we think is really what reflects up in our emotions. And I believe from there is how we react. So it's taking that pause, that breath of pause, to step back and take a look at what's going on. We talked about awareness in the beginning, too. How important it is to be aware of, why am I showing up like this? So what my programs do and what my talks do is really help you find that awareness. The Powerful Living Program, which I'm actually kicking off in October, and I'm excited.
Okay, we're going to definitely want to hear more about that, and that's a perfect segue into our next section. So I do have to pay the bills, Lisa, and I get really, really crazy about not being on time with that. So I like our sponsors to know that they're going to get their messages out on time. But when we come back, that'll be a perfect topic for us to explore. We can learn about when they are and where they are and what is going on. So here we go. Great. Do a commercial break, and then we'll be back with Lisa in the studio. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Like a flower waiting to bloom. Like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
And we're back at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. I'm here with Lisa M., and we are really talking about if you feel like you're a flower and about to bloom, what resources does Lisa M. Coaching have in store for us? And you're just going to kick us off to something that you have coming up.
I do. I have a couple things coming up. I have a program that's going to be kicking off. It's a three-day program in the fall called Powerful Living. And I'm very excited about it. It's really a deep dive into self-awareness, really creating that self-care plan I talked about before that works specifically for you. You actually walk away with a completed plan with some practice, some new tips and tools and techniques, and we actually get into some of that nitty-gritty to help you do some shifting in your thinking. But ahead of that, to give you some intro into that, I have some events. Right now I have a talk that I'm doing on August 2nd. It's a webinar. And it's titled Three Common Myths Most Women Believe That Keep Them Stressed, Overwhelmed, and Underappreciated. And I get to talk about those and some of the tips and hints that you can use to kind of shift that and to break those myths. I'm also going to be doing that talk pretty often over the next month or so. So you can go to my website at lisamcoaching.com to find out more about the events. I'm going to be talking on August 26th at the Radiant Health and Wellness Retreat in Washington. And I know Bob Burns, who does one of the shows here, is also leading with that.
Bob was a guest here with us at Hot 100, and he is one of my favorite people to talk to. So he has such a wealth of experience and knowledge and life journey that he's just such an engaging and interesting fellow to spend some time with. So this August 26th event in Washington, where exactly is that located?
It is at the Mount Eden Retreat.
And if no one's been there, it is absolutely beautiful there and easy to get to, not difficult at all. Sometimes you go to a retreat and you're driving an hour off the highway just to arrive at the location. So that is not the case at all. On the August 26th event, is that an all-day event?
It's actually a weekend event. I'm talking on Saturday. I know Suanne is also talking. I think Saturday morning. I'm in the afternoon, and I have something else going on the next day. So they've got a lot of good stuff going on.
Great. And so we'll post that information. And on the Powerful Living, if people aren't available on August 2nd for the webinar, you said that would be something that you'd be able to, or you will be repeating.
Correct.
And so that we can all get that information from your website.
Exactly. I have a number of talks. I'm in the process of just getting them all scheduled. So the other thing that I offer, if you want to find out more about it, is that you can just go right onto my website under contacts, and you can actually set up a 45-minute complimentary reboot session. So I will sit and talk to you about whatever you've got going on right now. If there's something that's overwhelming you or you're feeling stressed over, you're just looking for some shift and you're not sure how to get there, that I will spend a little bit of time talking to you about that and share a little bit about the program and give you some more information about how I might be able to really be of service to you. So I work with women, and I use that kind of broad, but it's moms, entrepreneurs, career women. It's women that are finding themselves stressed, overwhelmed, and underappreciated. And I also work with young adults, women. And we find the term, mostly for you girls, it's anxiety. That's the word. That's your buzzword. We're stressed at our age. We have anxiety at the younger loop. But you know what? It's coming all from a lot of the same places where we're getting lost in trying to make decisions that really are not necessarily authentic to who we are, but what we feel is everybody else wants us to do.
Which is interesting that a lot of your clientele are women, because sometimes we see this across the gender issues where, you know, certainly women feel that they can't put themselves first or they have a different background and different norms have they've been exposed to, and self-care first has not been always one of them.
Exactly. That's why women are really my focus. I find that for me, I'm a certified life coach. My background is I've been a caregiver since I'm like three. That was just the way I was born and raised, and found myself in a point of, you know, failing parents, traveling, crazy work schedule, beholden to everyone else, and I would race and crash, and that was a pattern for me, and wasn't really doing my own thing. So while I started on the self-care journey, and I have lots of different opportunities I've had along the way and shared with my family and friends and my clients, that it's tragic to see anybody else who's out there that's suffering from this when there's a way out.
Well, I think some people don't realize, they just think that's the way of life. That's all that they know. And just like other behavior that's not healthy, if it's the only thing you know, you do not know that there are other ways, choices, means, opportunities, options. You end up just in your own hell, really.
Exactly.
They just keep living it day after day, almost like Groundhog Day. You don't really understand that there are other tools and decisions and things can change.
Yeah, it's amazing that we also fall into what's comfortable. So it might not feel good, but it's comfortable.
Or you have control. You feel like, even if you
exactly.
don't, you feel like you have control of a situation. So that feels comfortable because you feel like you are in control when you're not.
Exactly.
None of us are in control, really. Are we, Lisa?
No. I mean, you can definitely have some control over how you choose to be in the moment. But the moments themselves, you have no control over. No, your kids, your family, the experience, the weather, as you mentioned. Like, right now, I can't believe it's going to be anything different but beautiful. So, but I can choose how I, like this morning with the keys, I could have made it a good day or a bad day, all based on a set of keys. Amazing.
It is amazing.
That's how powerful we can be if we choose to.
And that's our minds. And that's
yeah.
why we do have to explore that as a tool for how we get through our day-to-day living and how we use that to cope. And a lot of times it's not until we have a transitional situation in our lives that we realize we've just been getting by, or you're just going with the flow or the motions, or it's not based on need or desire, but just based on comfort and you know, just continuing to do what you've always done. And they have mm-hmm. an expression that I use all the time, actually. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always had. And it
Amen.
Never, ever changes.
Amen. So if you want to do something different, you're not liking where you're at right now, you reach out. And if you don't reach out to me, reach out to someone, because I'm really, I mean, everybody works with somebody different and needs something different. But I'll tell you, if you're not happy with your life, find somebody who can help you be happier, meaning help you choose to be happier. They can't make you happy, but you can definitely get somebody to give you some new skills, some tools, some self-awareness. It's beautiful.
And self-awareness is something that when you're in crisis and you are just trying to survive and get through the day, it is very difficult to understand that that is even an option.
Exactly.
So it's great that you're even giving the 45-minute reboot to, mm-hmm. you know, for people who need to explore this or would want to explore a little bit more without investment, because self-awareness is, to some people who are just surviving day to day, it is optional because you're just getting through the day.
That's my feeling. And you know what? The reality is, the reason I talk about the fact that I work with people who are stressed or overwhelmed is they're not really realizing that they actually have the choice in that space. And it's because it just feels like everything is impacting it. But that is what the reboot call will give them, at least one really big, clear answer as to what might be getting in their way so they can do something with it.
Absolutely. And that's such a great thing. And it's so great to know that you chose a career through the coaching that can help other people. What led you on that path?
Honestly, I realize I've been doing it for the longest time, and I just actually was with someone who used to work with me yesterday and laughed and said, oh, you're in the right profession. I knew it when you told me you were doing this, that that's where you should be, because it's just been part of who I am. What coaching did is it helped me help others without actually doing stuff or telling them what to do, but to help them really find their own way. And that's what it's all about. Everybody's different. So what works for me might not work for you. And the thing I loved about coaching is coaching helps you. I ask a lot of questions and talk about a lot of techniques and give you space to try them on and champion you as you're going along. And a lot of times in life, we don't always have champions because we're the champion for everyone else.
Or we're in turmoil or crisis
mm-hmm.
or overwhelmed, and it's difficult to build those bonds. And I feel like, from a historic perspective, there's a lot of gender identification for advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And I feel like that has, in the midst of political dynamics and other issues, community issues, I feel like that's gone away. Mm. And that, you know, the support a lot of women had from sharing, you know, first time things and championing things, I feel like that's disappeared a little bit in our community. So it's nice to see these exploratory conversations and the mentoring and the coaching and the check-ins, really, that it's available here in Hunterdon, that mm-hmm. you have a service that does that, that obviously, you know, there is enough of a need that you're able to make a career out of it, because we want people to succeed, and it is short, this life.
Exactly.
It goes really, really fast, and we want to get the most out of it. There's always the songs, you know, where you learn that you only have so much time left, what would you do? Or the poems, you know, mm-hmm. I would, you know, stare into your eyes, or, you know, certainly the best poets, in my opinion, the 17th century poets would be writing about mine eyes and thine mm-hmm. eyes, and really getting to the love of life.
Exactly.
And sometimes we let that go, and we shouldn't, should we?
No, and that's why if you're racing everywhere and you're not taking that time to recharge, I consider myself a cell phone. I'm no different. I need to be powered up, powered down. I need input. I need output. Like, I literally need, I need to dump stuff out of my phone because it gets overloaded. So if you look at yourself from that perspective and you think about all those things that you need, when you can show up so much more effectively, every relationship you have will change. And you're showing up more authentic. I have relationships now in my life that were always dramatic, and they're no longer dramatic. I don't know if they've changed, but I've changed. So in the way that I show up and the way that I interact, and a lot of it is just, you know, stepping back, being more self-aware of my stuff, and then not joining it. And it's amazing that they've bloomed the way they have. So, yeah, it's really cool.
It's inspiring. It really is, Lisa. So we're going to do our news break, because I know I, for one, have not had a moment today to watch the news or listen to it or do anything. It definitely was a Monday for me, so I'd like to take our break now so that we can figure out what's going on in the news, but be back to explore these topics a little bit more with Lisa, so stay with us. This is your host, Georgine Trinkle. And our broadcast is Hot in Hunterdon.
I wash the dishes, poured out the old wine, called a new friend for the second time. It's not bad, this brand new life. It's clean and it's sharp like a brand new knife. I pull up the covers and curl up tight. Turn
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Republican senator not giving much hope to the current Republican health care plan, as Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says.
Clearly the draft plan is dead. Is the serious rewrite plan dead? I don't know. I've not seen the serious rewrite plan.
Senate Republican John McCain of Arizona also thinks the current plan's not going anywhere. He suggests Republicans now welcome Democrats into the process.
It doesn't mean they control it. It means they can have amendments considered. And even when they lose, then they're part of the process.
McCain spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Cassidy spoke on Fox News Sunday. President Trump's now downplaying the idea that the U.S. could have a cybersecurity partnership with Russia, saying on Twitter the fact that he and the Russian president talked about creating a cybersecurity unit doesn't mean he actually thinks it could happen. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today, it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
The White House is responding to reports that one of Donald Trump's sons had a meeting with a Russian lawyer who was linked to the Kremlin. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
The New York Times reported on Sunday that a spokesman for Trump's legal team said the president was not aware of and did not attend the meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and the Russian attorney. Trump Jr. admitted he met with the woman in June 2016, and she told him she had information that individuals connected to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He says her claims were vague, ambiguous, and made no sense, and that she had no supporting details or information.
A wake's being held today in the Bronx, New York, for a murdered New York cop.
20,000 people are expected to pay their final respects to Miyasota's familia, gunned down inside a mobile command center last week. The 48-year-old officer leaves three children behind.
That's Sarah Lee Kessler reporting from New York. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
NASA's Juno spacecraft will be getting up close and personal with Jupiter's giant red spot today. The probe's to fly about 5,600 miles over that centuries-old storm. 1 year after the unsolved murder in Washington, D.C. of a Democratic National Committee staffer, his family's honoring his memory today. Here's Nick Bovey with more.
The family of Seth Rich issued a statement this morning thanking supporters and police enforcement for trying to find his killer. The 27-year-old was fatally shot while walking home on July 10, 2016. Conspiracy theorists have speculated Rich's murder is tied to the email leaks of several Democratic Party elites, a claim vehemently denied by his own family. A vigil will be held at 4 o'clock this afternoon on Capitol Hill.
In some business news, Bass Pro Shops' acquisition of Cabela's could take a major step toward completion this week, as Cabela's stockholders are expected to vote on the sale tomorrow. Bass Pro Shops announcing last October that it would acquire Cabela's. Cabela's and Bass officials announcing last week that the Federal Trade Commission had approved the sale after concluding its investigation of the deal. And Republican men from the Northeast who use credit cards are likely the best tippers when going out to dinner. People who belong to at least one of those groups tend to tip their servers at least 20%, according to new research from Princeton and CreditCards.com, which surveyed about 1,000 Americans. Here's a tip for you. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
We're back in the studio, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have Lisa M. with me from Lisa M. Coaching. And that is because she thinks that we can't pronounce her last name, but we can, Mastrioni. So we're okay when you're a North Jersey girl in a very diverse community. You have to be able to roll with the last names, but we certainly are going to remember Lisa M. Coaching, and you can reach Lisa at lisa@lisamcoaching.com. She has been visiting with us during this hour. I try to warn our guests, radio time goes faster than any other time of the day. And so I appreciate you sharing your hour with me here. We're already more than halfway through our broadcast today. And we've been talking about really some of the things that are specific to gender for women, where they may feel stressed, overwhelmed, certainly underappreciated, and how these things impact the quality of life. And we were having a broader discussion, more of a philosophical discussion, really, about how when you're in crisis, it's difficult to recognize that you're in crisis and to develop other behavior or challenge or change your behavior. So Lisa has on her website a 45-minute reboot that is free, that people can answer questions and sort of get a general feel for where they are in life and if they maybe do need a coach.
What I do on that call is just give you an opportunity to get coached a little bit, to help you walk away with at least finding that one big thing that might be in your way, and then give us a chance to talk about what kind of little things you can do. You'll definitely walk away with some help, and then I can talk to you about what else I do so that you have some broader understanding. The biggest part for me is that you walk away with something that's going to change your life. I was, one of the conversations we had was just about dealing with Facebook and posts, and I could go from that from any angle, whether it's family stuff or political stuff or whatever, but Facebook I found and social media is really stressful for a lot of people, and you'd be amazed at how just some self-awareness and some tips on how you can manage that space in yourself and how you handle that and what you do with it when it comes up, or even recognizing that there might be something that gets posted on social media that's having an impact on the way you're showing up in your day-to-day stuff. I also, I just want to share this, my favorite tip, and I learned it from Thich Nhat Hanh, who is a Vietnamese monk, and he's so amazing, but he talks about phone meditation, and he
Phone,
as in your telephone.
Like, as in our telephone.
As in our telephone.
Okay.
So I use this, and I've incorporated it into my entire lifestyle. And he tells you to take 3 deep breaths before ever picking up a phone. And that's before making a call or taking a call. And I started to do that because the whole intent is that you stop from where you were and you show up for the person that's on that phone 100%. And if you don't have time, then maybe not to pick the phone up. That's another key piece. So what's really nice is I don't have to take in, if I'm having drama from somewhere, I can stop in a moment and really show up on the telephone call. The other day, I had to go to Canada 2 weeks ago. My passport, I found out, was expired 2 o'clock in the afternoon before my 8 a.m. flight. And of course, my first...
Now, was that a test, just to see how...
Exactly, but you know what? And it was funny because my business partner, Sue Ann, was watching me. She was surprised that I didn't actually have an overall panic attack. But you know what? I took the breath before I got on the phone, because otherwise I probably would have started blaming them for how long it was going to take me to get an expedited passport. Which, by the way, I moved my flight till 9 o'clock the next night. I went to New York first thing in the morning. I expedited my passport. I got on the plane, and it did not impact my trip in any way, shape, or form. I will tell you, if that had been a few years ago, that would have impacted my trip, and the only story I would have came home with from Canada was, let me tell you about my passport and how horrible it was. But it was taking that deep breath before I got on with each person, and I had to get on the phone with a lot of people because they were trying to figure out how to help me. So it's just a little hint. Before you pick up the phone, take a couple deep breaths and get present.
That's a great tip, Lisa. Thank you. That is really a great tip. I know I read an article once, which helped me, about email, that you don't have to respond to every email, right?
Exactly.
And that saves a lot of... There are emails like, okay, I'll get back to you later. No, don't send that email. Just send the email when you're getting back to them later with the information or the request. But I think that it's conditioned in us that every ask... We have to respond to immediately. We immediately have to take care of the needs of others.
Yep, and I have found my long line of communications is that if somebody really wants you for something, they'll find another mode to get you. So I also found out, too, if it's not directly related to me, I don't have to opine on it.
I That's can a good
leave
tip.
My opinion out, and I can actually let... the group figure it out, and then I can chime in at the end.
That's a great tip. That is excellent. Lisa, we have to take a commercial break because sure. we have less than 15 minutes left in our broadcast. I know radio time is crazy time over here, but we'll be back to get a few more tips and to give out your contact information. Again, everyone stay with us. We're here at Hot and Hunterdon.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits. Law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back in the studio. I'm your host, Dorchine Trinko. I'm with Lisa M. from Lisa M. Coaching. And we're talking a little bit and delving into a personal topic today about self-care, self-awareness, and empowerment. And Lisa was sharing some tips and tools throughout our hour today on how we can make some changes. If we recognize that there are some changes to make, we can look at our website, and we can also participate in some other exciting events that are coming up. Maybe you'd like to tell our listeners about those?
Yeah, I would love to. So I mentioned earlier about the three-day event that I have that's going to be coming up in October, and we're just finalizing the date, but it looks like it's October 6th, 7th, and 8th, and it'll probably be in Hunterdon County. But it's really targeted on self-awareness, self-care, but really getting into the why we show up the way we show up, and getting a clear understanding for ourselves as to kind of what hits your button, because that's what the self-care plan does. It's giving you some new, I call them, honestly, they're coping mechanisms. We've all grown up with whatever coping mechanisms we needed when we were little. Those are the things that still show up today for so many of us. I don't know how many of you have walked back into your house after being out on your own. The second you walk into mom's house, like, you're doing things that you did when you were 10 and 5. We would laugh. We would all find ourselves opening cupboards, and even just the conversation tone took a different thing versus when we would meet out for dinner. And so it's really taking a chance to kind of look at some of those, what are the things that we've been believing and hearing and interpreting our whole lives. So it's about the glasses that we're putting on, that we're looking out of, and how we interpret things. One of the things I love to talk about, it's very short and very simple, are limiting beliefs. And it's a very broad used term, but a limiting belief could be something as simple as, all children are noisy. And if you believe all children are noisy, and it bothers you, and you see children, you're going to be reacting with that assumption, that little line in your head. And it really has an impact on how you interact with children. It seems so silly, but when you start to see things that are getting in your way, and that's where holding a mirror up, usually you need somebody else to help you with that, is to take a look at that, and you start to get some clarity as to why I react or the way I do. And when you start to understand that, what we do is we talk about how you can show up differently, like what's bringing that up, and then what can you think differently? Because you don't have to think that all kids are loud. They're not. No. I look at all children and I find them entertaining. That's how I choose to look at them. So whenever I see them, I smile.
And is there a way to change that message so that it's positive?
It is. It's asking yourself first, how true is the message? First, you have to get to what the message is. So figure it out and just ask yourself, what is your voice, what is that inner voice saying? And then ask it, how real is it? Where's the proof? It's kind of, thrown back out at it. And then just reframing it to something that brings a smile to your face. And it's learning to incorporate that, hence the post-it notes. Sometimes I need reminders to think in a certain way until I start thinking in a certain way, because it's just habit. Brushing my teeth is a habit. So it's a great place for me to have a post-it.
Thus the post-it. See how everything is circular here at Hot and
Breathing and post-its.
And remember to take those three deep breaths before you answer the phone.
Mm.
And they certainly can help. And your message, Lisa, though, is it's about improving. It's about making things better. It's about transforming through really acceptance and awareness.
Exactly. And that's what self-empowerment is. That's why I call myself the self-care empowerment coach. Because if you're focused on you first, and it sounds so selfish, but it's not. If I pay attention to how I show up, it actually works better for everyone around me. Because if I'm not, and I'm just reacting on whatever it is that's going on in my head or in my life, it's not always positive. That's when you pull out into a street and somebody drives past you, or there's road rage and all those things. Those are people reacting. The nice part is you don't actually have to fall prey to the reacting.
And sometimes our schedules are just such, things go wrong and they become a complete chaotic approach to the day. No one wants to have those days. But when we're more aware of them and can try to tailor them as best as we can for the people around us and for ourselves, it certainly does help to be able to have the best day that you could possibly have.
Exactly. It's learning how to say no. Do you know that's a complete sentence? No.
You heard it here. Now we don't need to broadcast the news anymore because now we are the news. Thank you, Lisa M. No is a complete sentence. My English teacher grandmother may be having some issues in her grave right now, but we'll go for it because we are the hosts here and we want our guests to feel welcome. But we certainly understand the concept Lisa's saying, and people do have a hard time saying no, and it is perfectly acceptable to say no, and you never want to overcommit and underdeliver.
Exactly, and we all set ourselves up for that. And then, or we overcommit and then moderately deliver. And then we walk around thinking, oh, I really sucked at that. So there's a lot of ramifications.
Now, Lisa, are you a mind reader too? I didn't know that, because that's what I was thinking all day. I did suck at that.
It's called, you spot it, you got it. So usually when I spot things in others, it's because I have some similar things in my own life. None of the stuff I talk about here, I think this is the one fun thing to find out, is especially why I like to work with groups now. That's really why I've moved everything into groups, is it's really great when you start seeing all the nodding heads in an audience when you say something you thought you were the only one who dealt with, and everybody's like, oh, yeah.
It does make us feel better to think that we're not the only ones with certain destructive behaviors or patterns, or even trying to change things or improve something. And it doesn't mean that you think you're a mess if you're going for coaching or empowerment. Mm-hmm. It's just there are times when we need to refocus, and we need to make sure that we're living the best life that we can possibly live when we have the time and the life to live it.
Exactly.
Lisa, do you want to just quickly give out your contact information again? Because I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but we have less than a minute left. So.
Me too. So, yes. So, I'm lisamcoaching.com. You can go onto the website. You can contact me through email. You can set up the reboot call. I'm the self-care empowerment coach, and I want to let you all know that it is totally possible that by taking care of yourself first in a me-first way, you can actually live powerfully, happily, and joyfully.
Thank you, Lisa, so much for joining us here at Hot and Hutterton. We certainly appreciate you spending your hour with us. Please stay tuned for Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. We'll be on after the news.
Don't get you up and get you down. It gets you walking around with a flashlight trying to find it.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
If we can't get this done right now, I agree with the president, then let's honor the promise on repeal and spend more time to get it done.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz appearing on ABC this week saying he agrees with President Trump that if they can't find a replacement measure in the Senate, they need to flat out repeal Obamacare. Cruz himself has been putting an amendment forward that would increase protections against it. Cruz himself has been putting forward a proposal that would cut premiums across the board and also protect pre-existing conditions.
It maintains pre-existing conditions protections. It is predicated on plans being offered that meet every one of the mandates, including pre-existing conditions.
Former FBI Director James Comey may be in a significant amount of trouble. The Hill is reporting that memos he leaked to the media through a friend contain secret or confidential information. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today, it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare. It's not proven. And they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler color of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
A New York police officer responding to a domestic dispute call gunned down as he tried to approach the home. Here's the story.
Trooper Joel Davis, a four-year veteran, gunned down Sunday night while approaching a house in Teresa, a rural community in Jefferson County. The suspected shooter, Justin Walters, is a U.S. Army soldier at Fort Drum. He surrendered, and that's when police found his wife, Nicole, dead, and another woman shot, minor injuries. Governor Cuomo says the entire New York family grieves for Trooper Davis, who leaves a wife and three kids. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
A search for four missing young Pennsylvania men, now a criminal investigation. At a morning news briefing, Bucks County District Attorney Matt Weintraub says the four men are in their late teens to early 20s. None of the four have been heard from since midweek to Friday.